at the feet of Bhagavan, that Sri Bhagavan's grace guided Sri Sundaram throughout his life is an indisputable fact. From an early age, as evinced by the photos below, the divine presence of Sri Arunachala Ramana has been immutable. Sri Venkataraman Sundara Ramanan, May 29, 1934 to July 21, 2020. Sri V.S. Ramanan, the third president of Sri Ramanashramam, affectionately known as Sundaranna, merged at the feet of his Lord and Guru, Sri Ramana Maharishi, on the morning of 21st July 2020 at 9:21 a.m. Devotees the world over will miss his gentle, unassuming manner, his steady and supportive friendship, and his inspirational, one-pointed devotion to Sri Bhagavan. Sri Sundaram retired from his work as a chemical engineer in 1992, at which time he returned to Thiruvannamalai to assist his father, Sri T.N. Venkataraman, in the ashram management. 2 years later, when his father retired from the position of ashram president and took sannyasa, Sri Sundaram accepted the position of president and gracefully and wholeheartedly served the devotees in this capacity until June 17th of this year. His tenure of 26 years as president was marked by a notable expansion of ashram activities, and the teachings of Sri Ramana Maharishi were made available to an ever-increasing number of devotees worldwide. This was due to Sri Sundaram's strong support of the translation and publication of Sri Bhagavan's works in numerous languages, as well as to the restoration, preservation and sharing of Sri Bhagavan's photographs stored in the specially constructed ashram archives building. New residences to accommodate an increasing amount of visitors to the ashram were built, as well as an extension to the dining room, restoration of the Murvi compound, as well as the addition of a new library and auditorium were completed also. The new dispensary of the ashram, which serves locals and visitors alike, was inaugurated under his supervision. Other preservation and renovation projects included work on Sri Bhagavan's birthplace in Tiruchuri, as well as the temples in Tirukoyilur and Tiruchuri. Another remarkable development was seen in the way the ashram was ushered into the digital age. Devotees unable to be physically present in the ashram now attend via the internet events such as Jayanti, Mahapuja, Aradhana and Kartike Deepam. Of course, underlying all these activities was Sri Sundaram's deep abidance in the teachings and guidance of Sri Bhagavan, as seen in his selfless service to devotees as they visited Sri Bhagavan's abode. No devotee was exempt from his beaming smile and warm welcome. Sri Sundaram is survived by his loving wife, Susila, his son Anand, the current president of the ashram, his daughter Aruna and son-in-law Ramkumar, daughters-in-law Nitya and Ranjini, and 6 grandchildren, along with his 2 brothers, Sri V.S. Mani and Sri Ganesan, who offered him great support in serving the ashram. Sri Sundaram passed away peacefully, surrounded by loved ones chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya. In his final moments, at the time of his cremation, devotees the world over chanted his beloved Aksharamanamalai, the marital garland of letters to Sri Arunachala.